bless you. Let's celebrate him. God bless you, Mr. Adiose. Give him a big, big, big koinonia. God bless you. Hallelujah. God bless you. Please be seated. The meeting is on already. God is moving so powerful already. Now, all our international guests, please stand. Please stand. All our international guests, let's celebrate them. All of our international guests, please stand. Whether you are in this overflow, any of the overflows outside, please stand. You are about to receive something right now. Hallelujah. Now, we receive guests literally from across the globe every week. I have not seen a thing like this before. The sacrifices that these people make, many of them diplomats, captains of industry, ministers in their own right, and some of them travel from the farthest parts of the earth, inconvenience themselves, and just come week in, week out. Hallelujah. I know that we welcome them all the time, but I was praying, the Lord put it in my spirit to speak and declare over these people. One thing I can tell you for sure is that after this meeting tonight, you will know that the Lord brought you here. Yeah. Hallelujah. So whether you are in this, the main auditorium, or any of the overflows, I want to speak over your life right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for all our international guests, people who have traveled from across the globe to be here. I decree and declare, by the power that raised Christ from the dead, everything that stands as a mountain between you and the next level, the next season of your life, I command that it clears away now. I declare that it clears away now. And I pray for you by the power of the Holy Spirit that you will encounter superior levels of the anointing from this meeting tonight. Those of you who are in ministry, go back as signs and wonders. In the name of Jesus Christ, supernatural manifestations of the Spirit. We declare that you are blessed. You remain ever blessed. In the name of Jesus. God bless you. Thank you so much. Please be seated. Hallelujah. Let me welcome everyone very quickly to our miracle service for the month of October. Give Jesus a big, big, big hand clap. Hallelujah. I want to celebrate everyone who has made the sacrifice to be here. Thank you so very much. My dear friend, Pastor Petrock, is here with his lovely wife. Let's give them a big God bless you. Hallelujah. And one more time, let's appreciate Minister Dunsen. Hallelujah. Thank you so, so very much. Just a few important issues to discuss, and then I'll begin to minister to people. This is a miracle service, and let your heart be opened even as you receive in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let your heart be opened in the name of Jesus. Two people will start laughing in the spirit. Please bring them out. This is by the Spirit. It's not two people by the Spirit. Laughter in the Spirit is not some Pentecostal charismatic thing. It is a mystery, a token that represents victory in the Spirit. The Bible says the shouts of joy and victory shall not depart from the tents of the righteous. This is what God has revealed to me. Supernatural laughter just by the Spirit. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. So I want you to listen very carefully. Let me first start tonight by encouraging the body of Christ and our global family to connect indeed as you receive. My heart was touched. You know, when I released the email to be able to access me directly, I was broken and humbled afresh to see the burdens and the needs of people. It planted a renewed fire in my heart. I mean, within 24 hours, I think we had about at least 6,000 to 7,000 emails, and over 95% of them was a desperate cry. In a shocking way, it was not even abused, because the fear for my people and many people was that people will abuse it. And I said, well, if people abuse it, we close it down. It's as simple as that. But going through the, you know, most times we just put the prayer request. I don't have an opportunity to read them, but just going through the things that people go through and to see the other hand of God's power at work in the lives of people, it broke me, it humbled me again and planted a renewed fire. You know, let me tell you sincerely, as much as we have several people on this ground, we account for only about maybe, without any sense of prejudice, I'm not even sure, up to 10% of the people who connect across the globe with hearts that are desperate and hungry. So while you will think, oh, I have received last miracle service, there are so many, tens and hundreds of thousands others who are waiting for a chance like this, like tonight, for a change of story for them. Hallelujah. So let me encourage everyone by the Spirit. What God is doing in this ministry can simply be said to be a sign and a wonder. I have seen the manifold, the hand of God in very, very unusual dimensions. And we can only say to Him be the glory. But it's important that you connect. There are many people who have literally turned their homes and their offices, even as I speak right now, to sell centers across the globe, where people just come and sit down and encounter the God of heaven. This is the place of encounter. This is the place of surrender. This is the place where your life is changed.
Be what you want.
There is no distance in the Spirit. It's important for you to know this, that every time you connect, I told you, fans have no inheritance. Well-wishers have no inheritance. The people who really receive the anointing, it takes more than being a fan. It takes more than being a well-wisher. You must connect genuinely in the Spirit. Elijah had many sons of the prophet, but only Elisha received, because he was a product of connection, not proximity. Are we together now? Now, I just want to address something very quickly, especially for our international guests. There are many people who are trying to get clarity over the official platforms to be able to reach the ministry. And it's important and responsible for me to do this before we get into the ministration for tonight. So our public relations department is officially the department mandated with the responsibility of corresponding and interacting with all and sundry, especially our international community. And so you can have these details. All of you, please put it down. You want to reach, contact Koinonia for anything, whether about the services, about the meetings, any inquiries at all. info@koinoniaglobal.org. This is for media@koinoniaglobal.org. You can reach them for whatever inquiry, but my concern is first the PR. Leave the media. Let me just have the PR details, because that's where a lot of people need clarity. Please get the number, a public relations line, and then the email so that you can send and be sure you are sending to the right place. In addition to the one you already have, PR, what's that first one again? PR, PR Koinonia, I think, at gmail.org. You can also use that one together with this one. I thought you would compress them together so that the people can have it. But just to let you know that these are the official platforms. Please be careful so that you do not fall into the hands of scammers and so that people do not take advantage of your passion. Any and every inquiry about the ministry can come through these official platforms. And those who are on site, you can always go to our information desk just outside of this auditorium. And the PR officials will be there to help you. Number two is an official platform for invitations and ministrations. Now, there are several people. It's very sad that I don't even respond to over 30% of the invites that come. One, because I'm limited. But number two, because there's only so much that we can do. But just to be able to guide us so that we understand, can you give me the protocol, if you can get the protocol email and the official number for protocol also, if you have it, let's put it up. Otherwise, no problem, so that we can have these official platforms. koinoniaprotocol@gmail.com. you can use that. Anything that has to do with invitations, you want to invite me, you don't have to go around making it look complicated. As much as possible, we try to create all of this information so that it's accessible. The phone number, if you care to put it down before they project it, is +234 708 7767 5765. I'll take it again. +234 708 7777 65. So that's our official protocol line. Please make sure you use that so that it becomes very easy for you to access whatever it is that you need to access, so that we end some of these unnecessary difficulties and confusion. Finally, I know that there are people who always want to meet with me personally. Let me confess to you respectfully and with all humility, it is very difficult, not just for me, but for anyone. There are levels you get to in life and in ministry where you don't have the luxury and the liberty, no matter how well-intentioned, no matter how sincere. Are we together? Most times I leave here not earlier than 12 midnight, or sometimes it stretches to 1, because we still have to see people. So let me just guide you. The wisest and the easiest, most feasible way to be able to see me is to come for Koinonia. Wanting a special dedicated meeting, it may not be easy and it may not even be wise. That is the truth. Hallelujah. Especially for when relationships are built, exemptions and positive compromises can be made. Are we together? Jesus taught us that when you come to a house, sit at the back. It's a principle. You cannot come and without any relationship and not knowing, you just make a demand and say, I exclusively want that time. Unfortunately, it may not work that way. Are we together? Yes. If and when positive compromises need to be made, with Jesus' joy they are made. We're a house of honor. But generally, it is best for you to know that the services are the most guaranteed platforms. And then any other platform that can allow me meet with people, I use it, whether it's the workers' meeting, whether it's the school of ministry. Unfortunately, we're done with school of ministry for this year. So make do with the platforms available, again, so that we minimize harassing some of our officials, because there are some of us who have, you know, been very quite aggressive on them, all in a bid to say we want to see Apostle. It's not that there's anything special in us by our own ability and capacity. And then in truth, most of what you will want to see me about can be gotten through openness of heart in a service like this. It's just that in Africa, we don't believe scripture directly. No matter what happens, we just believe that until something happens personally, it may not be necessary. Hallelujah. So please take note of some of these things. It's important for us to know so that we have guided knowledge, and then of course we remain a very, very responsible ministry in terms of the security and the welfare of our people. I want to give you that guarantee under God. God has given us the influence, the credibility, the resources, and intelligence to be able to put security at the highest level available for us to see that whilst God's people worship and do all that they do, they can be guaranteed of their safety spiritually and then with all the intelligence that is available. We need to say this because by the grace of God, we are not only a spiritual people, we are responsible people. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Are you ready for tonight? We have, after this miracle service, we have just one more. November, there will not be a miracle service. December, by the way, our final service for the year will be on the 18th of December will be our final Koinonia service for the year, and then afterwards we'll take a little break. Again, for our global family, please take note, but other ministry activities will still be on, principally through the media, but officially after 18th we'll have a little break so that we can rest, pray, retreat, plan, re-strategize for next year, which is a most strategic year already by the revelations that have been coming from the Lord. God has been very faithful to us. You know, I was meditating on the faithfulness of God while preparing for the meeting tonight, and I had to study that word faithfulness. That was the foundation. It was first in my own life and in this ministry. I wish I had the liberty to expressly tell us some of the things that God has done and he's doing in this house. I can simply tell you, to God be the glory. These are things that if you hear, you will think they are exaggerations, but it is the power and the grace of God. In one word, it is simply the faithfulness of God. Hallelujah. Very, very powerful. Faithfulness comes from the Greek word pistos, and it means fidelity, it means dependability, trust, the ability to be truthful. This is a very profound character of God. In fact, the Bible calls him, I think it's in Revelation 22, the rider upon the white horse. He said his name is faithful and true. It is not just what he does, it is who he is. Hallelujah. That's Revelation 19:11, I believe. Please give it to us. I hope I'm right on that. 19:11. Faithful and true. Yes, the rider on the white horse. The Bible says, he that sat upon him was called faithful and true. That means you can depend on him. That means if God says, I will lift you, you can be rest assured that as far as his own part of the commitment is concerned, there is no shadow of turning as far as he is concerned. Say amen. Amen. Psalm 119, please give it to us quickly. Psalm 119 from verse 90. The Bible says every generation has the right to experience the faithfulness of God. The faithfulness of God is unto all generations. That means there is no generation that is exempt from experiencing his faithfulness. Any generation that so desires can experience the faithfulness of God. Joshua chapter 21, my birthday 3 years ago, the Lord gave me this prophetic word. Joshua 21, 43 to 45. Joshua 21. And the Lord gave unto Israel all the land which he swore to give unto their fathers, and they possessed it and dwelt therein. Reading to 45. It says, and the Lord gave them rest round about according to all that he swore unto their fathers. And there stood not a man of all their enemies before them. The Lord delivered all their enemies into their hands. I like verse 45. There failed not aught any good thing which the Lord had spoken to the house of Israel. Help me read the last sentence. All came to pass. How many? The word for your healing, the word for your lifting, the word for your restoration. It says all came to pass. Let me speak it as a prophetic word for someone. All must come to pass. I say it again. All must come to pass. All came to pass. That is the character of faithfulness. All came to pass. That means the quality of God's faithfulness insists that he keeps scanning your life to find out what has not yet come to pass that he said. And to insist. That means you can see a man increased in finances and yet God is still on his case. And you say, God, but he's enjoying an area. God says, no, my assignment by the Spirit is to see that all. Someone prophesy all. That's a prophetic word for you. Say all. All. Lord, you said this year my family will rise. Thank you for my spiritual life, but all must come to pass. All came to pass. All came to pass. There was not one word. Hallelujah. In 1 Thessalonians 5:24, 1 Thessalonians 5:24, the Bible says, faithful is he that calleth you. That means you need to know the credibility of the one who called you. When you send someone, listen, when you send someone on errand or when you are about to send someone and it does not know you, most times you want to vet the credibility of the person. You are sending me, Moses said, but who are you? You need to reveal yourself to me. I cannot stand before Pharaoh doubting who you are and doubting your power. He said faithful, not just powerful. There are men who are powerful, but they are not faithful. To be powerful means you have the ability, but the fidelity to remain is not there. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. Hallelujah. Knowing that God's faithfulness is without question, why then, listen carefully, why then do we have believers who do not seem to experience the fullness of the life, the power, the grace, the miracles of God over their lives? I want you to pay attention now. If it is true that God is faithful, as we have seen from scripture, why then do we have situations that don't seem to change? Why then do we have conditions, maybe health, your home, your children, your life? What then is the problem? Psalm 74 from verse 9. I found a very powerful scripture. Please pay attention. God is speaking to us now. He said, we see not our signs. There is no more any prophet. Neither is there among us that knoweth how long. How long this situation? How long will I continue in this situation of misery and poverty and attacks and pain? We do not see the signs that tell us the end has come. Next verse. Oh God, how long shall the adversary reproach? Shall the enemy blaspheme your name forever? Why withdrawest thou thy hand, even thy right hand? He said, pluck it out of your bosom. Verse 12, let's hurry up. For God is my king of old, walking salvation in the midst of the earth. It means I know that you can do this. It is within your power to change my story, turn my life around, give my family a miracle. Your salvation and your works is not something I am in doubt of. Next verse. Thou didst divide the sea by thy strength. Thou breakest the heads of the dragon in the waters. Reading to 20:14. Thou breakest the head of Leviathan in pieces and gave him to be meat to the people inhabiting the wilderness. Thou didst cleave the mountain and the flood. You did dry up mighty rivers. The day is your own. Even the night is also your own. And thou prepares the light and the sun. Look at this, 17. Thou hast set all the borders of the earth. Thou hast made summer and winter. That means you are the one in control of seasons. That means, Lord, there is no reason why my life should be like this. As far as your faithfulness and power is concerned, the word of God already says you are ever ready. What then is the reason why I do not see my signs? 18. Remember this, that the enemy has reproached, O Lord, and that the foolish people have blasphemed your name. 19. O deliver not the soul of thy turtle dove unto the multitude of the wicked. Forget not the congregation of thy poor forever. The last verse. It says, have respect. Halash kanima lakusia. Have respect unto the covenant. That means, I don't know what is stopping you from stretching your hands. I don't have a right to question you, but I know how you operate. Have respect unto the covenant, for the dark places of the earth are the habitation of cruelty. You know what was happening to the psalmist? He was looking for all the ways he can get God to arise on his throne and move. He said, Lord, I do not see these signs. I don't know why I can belong to such a powerful God, such a mighty God, one who gives children yet I'm barren, one who can open doors yet I'm stagnated. He said, I do not see my signs, but Lord, I do not forget. You parted the Red Sea. You are still a great God. I do not doubt your ability. What can I do that will get you up from your throne to arise and visit me? I am the creation. I'm a creature, not the creator. I can't command you, but there is something I can tell you. Have respect. Mageta bosh kaliga parosia. Have respect unto the covenant. The only thing I can invoke that can make you arise is your faithfulness. Remember, you do not change. Remember, you are not a man. People can jump from one political party to the other depending on the situation. People can jump from one region to the other depending on the convenience. People can change, but I know that you have fidelity. Have respect. I should not be in this situation. If it is true that you are my God, if it is true that you are the lifter of men, if it is true that you are the door yourself, have respect. There needs to be something that gets you from your throne to arise in your power and your majesty and to visit me. He said, we see not our signs. Please pay attention. Lend me the next 5-10 minutes and let me establish something very powerful. Psalms 11 and verse 3. There is one spiritual mystery that, except engaged with understanding, is responsible for the supposed laxity as far as the manifestation of the hand of God is concerned over the lives of God's people. I just want to open your eyes to see it very quickly, and then we'll pray. Because this night, in the name of Jesus, for someone, it is your night of liberty. It is your night of release by the power that raised Christ from the dead. 11 and verse 3, Psalms. Please give it to us. The Bible says, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the... It didn't say, what can the people do? The righteous, even though they are the righteous, by the time the foundation is destroyed, the Bible says there is a serious problem. The word foundation is a very important word. I wish I had the time to teach, but this is a miracle service tonight. Foundation simply means the point of origin. Foundation means the starting point. Architecturally, foundation means the load-bearing part of a building, usually invisible. So when the Bible talks about foundations, he means the starting point, that there is something about the starting point of a man, and that if it is faulty, there has to be a rule of engagement to correct it. In other words, to see the mighty and outstretched arm of God. Hallelujah. In Matthew chapter 7 from verse 24, Jesus himself was teaching, and he said, it does not matter the dexterity of your architecture, no matter how true, how powerful what you build is, if it is built on a faulty foundation, he gives you a guarantee that something will go wrong. I will liken him, he says, to a wise man which built his house on a rock. To 27, next verse. The Bible says the rain descended, the floods came, and the wind blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not. Not because of the paint, not because of the strength of the materials that were used, simply because it was on a very solid foundation. Next verse, 26. It says, so also there is someone who built his house. What was common with both of them is that they built, and they built well. There was no problem with the building. Maximum architecture was employed in the building, but the problem was the foundation. Listen very carefully. The same thing that happened to the one who had a house on the rock happened to the one who had a house on sand. And the Bible says, the last verse 27, that the same rain, the same winds, the same floods came, and the Bible says it fell, and so great was the fall of it. Can I tell you the truth? Faulty spiritual foundations have prophetic spiritual implications to the point that it can seem to cripple the hand of God over the life of a man. Most believers do not understand that the realm of the spirit has a predefined modus operandi. And if you do not know how the realm of the spirit operates, you can keep wishing for things to happen and keep being embarrassed forever. The psalmist said, listen, if I keep using emotions and I keep complaining and I keep grumbling, I may not receive any results. But I need to drop all this aside and say, have respect for the covenant. Not just my tears, not just what I feel, not just my prayer request. Are we together? When Hezekiah in chapter 38 of Isaiah, when Isaiah came and prophesied to him and said, put your house in order, you will not recover. The Bible says he turned his face to the wall and said, remember how I have walked diligently before you, in truth and with a perfect heart, and I have done that which is good in your sight. He didn't say, remember, I am a king. He needed to use a basis to say, I can't die, not based on this. There are rules of engagement in this kingdom. Now, let me tell you the truth. As powerful as God is, as powerful and mighty as God is, he didn't cast sin out of man. Why will God seem to be so helpless when he was the one who created man? He was the one who created the devil that caused man to fall. If God wiped the whole earth and heaven, why did he not just wipe Satan away and start afresh? If I were God, why would I go through the labor of coming to die? As creator, he was not co-creator. He was creator and is creator. You thought he would just say, sin, get out of man. Satan, vanish. Dematerialize and go away. I am God. It's still within his power. Is there anything too hard? But even God had to submit to the modus operandi of the spirit. Are we together now? Negotiated and sent Jesus. Jesus came through the womb of a virgin, walked 30 years, died, was buried, went to the grave, all to save man's sin. Was it that hard for God? When you understand that, you will stop the realm of wishing and hoping that things will change. God, you are mighty. It does not take you anything to lift me. You are right, but you will still remain in that situation because that is not what compels the mighty hand of God. Let me tell you the truth. God is touched by his love, but he arises based on his honor to the modus operandi of the realm of the spirit. Have respect unto the covenant. For the dark places of the earth are a habitation of cruelty. Many of us come from families that have fraternized with darkness foundationally. Many of us right now are sitting on all kinds of demonic things that we have not engaged the word of God and spiritual understanding to bring liberty practically. And yet we keep saying it does not matter. And our lives keep showing that there is a legitimate ground for the continuity of certain things. Please listen carefully. When it has to do with oppression and the rules of the spirit, it does not care whether you are a preacher. It does not care whether you are sincere. The Bible says the ones who will be asking questions are even the righteous. That if the foundation be destroyed, it is the righteous who will even be complaining. Hallelujah. For instance, in Joshua chapter 6, from verse 26, when Joshua destroyed Jericho, he made a pronouncement by the Spirit. Listen carefully. Joshua adjured them at that time, saying, "Cursed be the man before the Lord that rises up and buildeth this city Jericho." He said, "He shall lay the foundation in his firstborn, and in his youngest son shall he set up the gates of it." Joshua made a pronouncement that anybody that rises to rebuild Jericho again, as that person lays the foundation, he will lay it on the life of his firstborn. And as he completes it, he will complete it on the life of his lastborn. 1 Kings chapter 16. Let me show you something. Ahab, verse 33 now. The man called Ahab, the Bible says he made a grove. And Ahab did more to provoke the Lord God of Israel to anger than all the kings of Israel that were before him. Read verse 34, please. Or let me just read it and you listen. He said, "In his days did Hiel the Bethelite build Jericho." Is that in your Bible? The Bible says he laid the foundation in Abiram, his firstborn. If you were the firstborn of that man, it was not your fault to be the firstborn. You just know that as soon as they started that project, a mysterious disease will come upon you. And you'll be wondering, what did I do wrong? Not knowing that a speaking is looking for you. And you may go and say, but medical doctors will check you. What is wrong? The machine cannot diagnose what is wrong. Not knowing that the person who spoke has died. Yet the prophetic word is still in force. Abiram started getting mysteriously sick until he died, the firstborn. And the man still refused in defiance. He set up the gates thereof. Now, the Bible does not tell us whether the man was aware of the prophecy or not. Whether he was aware or he was not aware, as far as the prophecy was concerned, whoever triggers it, let it work. Please listen, please listen, please listen, please listen. Because this is not about being sincere and insincere. What did Abiram do to die? Please talk to me. Did he kill anybody? Did he look for anybody's trouble? His only offense was he was born from a family that decided to fight the prophetic word. The Bible says, when he set up the gate, his younger son, exactly what happened to the elder brother, now started happening to the younger brother. What is wrong with you again? I'm sure the mother will say, let's rush to the hospital now. According to the word of the Lord, which he spake by Joshua, the son of Nun. Hallelujah. Don't you dare think it does not matter that our forefathers buried people alive. And while those people were being buried, they said, we are dying. But the ones who will be alive will be worse than death. And they said, we don't care. When they were shouting at Jesus, crucify him, they didn't know what they were saying. And for many people, we say it does not matter. If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Deuteronomy chapter 18 from verse 9. There are many people who have subjected themselves in ignorance or by reason of the things that happened in time past. It says, when thou art come to the land which the Lord giveth thee, thou shalt not learn to do after the abomination of those nations. Next verse. It says, there shall not be found among you anyone that maketh his son or his daughter to pass through fire, or that useth divination, or an observer of times, an enchanter, a witch, to 12, 11 please, or a charmer, a consultant with familiar spirits, or a wizard, a necromancer, verse 12. For all that do these things are an abomination unto the Lord, and because of these abominations, the Lord thy God will drive them out from before thee. Hallelujah. I think I shared a story here in Koinonia, and let me say it quickly before we begin to pray, about someone who, a young woman who wanted a child desperately, and she went to somebody, and the person said, well, I know what to do and you will have a child, but that when this child is 20 on the dot, make sure you return this child back for some kind of sacrifice that will be done. And the woman looked at the old one and said, 20 years from now, you probably will be dead. She pointed at a tiny boy who was playing there and said, this boy will be alive. He's the one who will be here. This is a case that I handled. It's not a story they told me. When this lady was 20 on the dot, may God help you to come and stand near her and say you like her. You see what will happen to you. You came innocently. And it's not like any, you are bad, you are not bad. Church, born again person. Just came and things started going haywire. And then people started advising the mother, say, quietly go to that man and resolve whatever it is, or his son. So someone recommended her that she would come to me. When she came and I looked at a lady, wonderful woman, the realm of the spirit doesn't care. Did you hear what I said? Wonderful lady, wonderful man, the realm of the spirit does not care. Foundations are powerful. Foundations are powerful. Regions have foundational problems. You know the power of foundations by the patterns that follow. The patterns, as it happened to son, it happened to father, it happened to elder brother, families where women feed the men, no matter how hardworking the men are, something must happen. Hallelujah. But this is why God has ordained a meeting like this. Because in the name of Jesus, who is the Son of the living God, everything that needs to be corrected for your glory to rise, everything that needs to be put in place this night, in the presence of the angels and the presence of the mighty one who is the King of glory, it must be corrected this night. Hallelujah. I came from a background and a family and a region where I didn't see some things happen to people. I had to sit down and study it sincerely and to be honest myself, that if I have to rise to a position where I'll be able to serve and honor the name of the Lord at a global scale, there are things that need to be corrected and done. I've told you my story. As a man of God, demons used to oppress me. Most people will not tell you the truth. They didn't care that I was anointed. It didn't stop the sick from being healed, though. Yet I will go to bed, and here comes this wicked spirit. And because of the prophetic inclination, I would see them. I thought it was so with everyone. How can I go and preach, and a spirit is running out in a meeting, and yet coming to me in a room, and I'm driving it and it's not going? Have respect for the covenant. I know one, a very proud gentleman years ago, he walked into my room. I used to counsel in a small room that time. And he walked to me and I saw a spirit standing behind him. And he was sharing with me some of his challenges. And I said, can I pray for you? It looks like there's something. He said, no, I don't believe that. I said, okay, no problem. I'm sorry. Let me just pray. As I said, in Jesus' name, the last thing that gentleman will remember was maybe like 30 or so minutes later on when he even recovered. For the next 3 days, he kept texting me what happened. He said, this is everything I believe. I don't know where to start from. Let me tell you the truth. Foundations are real. Foundations are very, very real. Hallelujah. Foundations are real. You find patterns, you find all kinds of demonic things that seem to veto the efforts of men. Regardless what they do, there are sincere men of God who have graces that should be speaking across the globes. But these foundations, because of an incorrect foundation that has not been dealt with understanding. The devil does not need to cause medical problem, a problem of delays and pain and all of that. He doesn't need to do that. All he needs to do is to ensure that that faulty foundation remains. The faulty foundation will manufacture itself many kinds of wrong problems. Do you cut a tree by removing the leaves one by one? Think how burdensome that labor is. Foundation. By the time you uproot it, even if the leaves are still green, just leave them, is a matter of time. They will dry up because it has lost contact. The same way that tree fell, this is how I declare over someone. Whatever has connected you, in the name of Jesus, it gives way this night. Listen carefully. This is someone's deliverance already. I've shared with you, you see, by reason of the prophetic, I have encountered many spirits. I don't share all these testimonies because I want people's faith to be grounded on scripture, not just on prophetic experiences. Are we together? Yes. But I usually repeat the ones I've shared for emphasis, that I was praying one night and all of a sudden my ceiling just disappears. And I see this strange creature having an eye as big as a human head. Two eyes. Fierce anger. Help them, please. With the tail that looks like a dinosaur. The tail had its own life separate from the creature. And it was looking at me like I'm looking at you. Fuming. And he says, so you think you can bring God's people into abundance? That is a spirit that controls poverty across territories. Let me speak to someone. Whatever has kept your family down, honestly, in the name of Jesus Christ, the one who is the lifter of men, I decree and declare, every spirit lets you go now. Lets you go now. It must let you go now. Hallelujah. Sit down, please. Many years ago, I came into this city, and usually when I come, when I'm traveling, I would just take a cab. Moving across the city, I would take a cab. And I remember one of the drivers that, you know, I took the cab, he was talking to me and he said, I listened to him, he was speaking in broken English. And he said, there is a spirit in this city that never allows money to stay in the hands of people. This was a driver speaking. And he said he would get money and yet not be able to do anything. So I think maybe they consulted, you know, all these people, they believe in everything. So they consulted a medium or some kind of thing that now told him that the moment he has money, he should run out of the city and go and start something. And he said he was almost completing his house. Now, you don't have to be under that kind of threat. There's authority in Christ, but it comes through light. It does not come through desire. The challenge with believers is that we make bold claims of the manifestation of the promises without the requisite level of light and illumination. God forbid, I can't be in this situation. What is the light that supports that statement? Otherwise, you will be wasting your time. Are we together? John 1:5, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There are families that it is not sickness that plagues them, but this spirit of poverty. Even if you make that someone in that family a director in NMPC, they will still be poor. Are we together? There are many people who will bring certificates for you. Three doctors, PhD in a family, and none of them has a good job. What kind of thing is that? There are people who have been in this city. The land itself has rejected them. Everything fights you. Everything fights you. Is someone learning? Maybe there's someone watching, there's someone following, and you're saying, Apostle, you are just describing my situation. As a family, we don't know what the problem is. Don't know what the problem is. You take in, and after 2-3 months, here comes this strange and wicked spirit. And somebody comes to molest you, and by the next day or a few days after, you lose the pregnancy. That one will need more than medical attention. That one will need a miracle service like this. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I know someone who vowed to help a man. And I'm telling you, I kid you not. By the next day, the person went to the office and the person said, I cannot remember seeing you. Abba! You can't remember seeing me? When you said I should come with my CV tomorrow, for instance, and give me a job, what happened? Hallelujah. What of people who actually get things, but they don't have longevity in their life? I don't mean physical longevity. Nothing stays long. The moment they have money, just start praying for them, because it's a matter, in 1 month it goes down. Once you give them a position, just know that in 2 or 3 weeks in that office, something must happen that they must lose it. It's like if you don't lose good things, the realm of the spirit is at a state of unrest. If there is anything that is on anybody's head here that followed you for this meeting, I decree and declare, by the power of the Holy Spirit, I lift it up from you now. I lift it up from you now. I lift it up from you now. Hallelujah. I know someone who traveled abroad responsibly. Just when they were checking people at the immigration, I think I've shared the story. They were looking for somebody who was a thief. And they saw him, and I think there was up to 50% resemblance with the thief, and they moved him to one room. Just like that, I don't look like a rich man. I don't look like somebody who is impacting the world. My face now looks like a thief. Ah, no. Every wrong, every fail in the name of Jesus that is programming evil over you, that makes evil to look like good and good to look like evil, I declare that veil is torn from your face. Torn from your face. Torn from your face. Torn from your face. Hallelujah. Please hear me. True story. Someone was begging for money from somebody to take care of an emergency in the hospital. This is a true story. And when the person was doing the transfer, something came on the person and he missed the account by 1 digit, and he sent the money to someone else. This is a true story. See, the things I've seen in this life, by reason of ministry. How do you plan to bless someone? Then it's when it's now your turn, they miss it by a digit. What was that other person praying that his own account was the one that came? Listen, do you know that God is called, you read your Bible, the sons of Jacob. I hope you know, Jacob had 12 sons. Is that true? The first of them was Reuben. Read your Bible, you are Bible students. Jesus is never called the lion of the tribe of Reuben. What happened to the firstborn? Not even Simeon. How did Judah come out to become the lion of the tribe of Judah? When Jacob was blessing his sons, you read your Bible now, He looked at Reuben and he said, you are my strength. You are the excellency of my strength. But you are as unstable as the wind. He said, thou shalt not excel. And even Jesus, when he came, he refused to identify with that man. It would have polluted his own ministry. Not lion of the tribe of Reuben. Not lion of the tribe of Simeon. Lion of the tribe of Judah. So don't say we are the most enlightened family in our area. The realm of the spirit rearranges based on the covenants you are standing on. Did you hear what I said? You can claim whatever you want to claim. The realm of the spirit with digital precision will rearrange everything based on the code that it was programmed with. That means it is possible to be a man physically, but the realm of the spirit brings you to a position of a woman, and you will find out that you cannot feed your wife. Because the realm of the spirit does not yet authorize and recognize you as the Abba, the bread provider. You can be a graduate in a family, and the one who takes care of them is the one that did not even go to primary school. Because in the realm of the spirit, that person is standing on a covenant that the realm of the spirit recognizes that one as a breadwinner. I'm saying that because we're about to pray. This miracle service, don't worry, we'll finish on time. Don't say I'm still teaching. This is the deliverance you are receiving. No, tonight you have to be angry. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. In the name of Jesus. Enough is enough. Hallelujah. Can I tell you? Do you know how many gifted people are in this nation and in Africa? Word ministers, music ministers. These are people that are supposed to be at a global level, but this foundation has kept them. You talk with them, you are like, what are you still doing here? There are people who will listen to you and say you are the exact person our company is looking for. And after 3 years, they will pass you every day and never call you for a job. They will bring an ignorant person and train the person, send the person to France, return the person back and give the person a job. Whereas you already have the qualification. How about ministers of the gospel? Just because you are sincere, let me tell you the truth. Liking you is a grace. Make no mistakes about that. Liking you and receiving of your ministry, generationally speaking, is a grace. You can be sincere and do all you want to do, it will still not work. Is someone learning now? Wicked spirits programmed in foundations. It's like they tie you with a rope. Just when you are moving, you are about to obtain this. The way it pulls your father, it pulls you back. You are on your way going. Whether you are a preacher, it pulls you back. Just when you are reaching your destiny helper, it pulls you back. In the name of Jesus, whatever has tied you, I cut it away from you right now. I cut it away from you right now. I'm saying it again. I cut it away from you. See, listen. Can I tell you? Believe me when I tell you, you can know that you have had victory over your foundation. The result will speak instantly. A job that was difficult suddenly comes. Listen. Job chapter 42. Give us verse 10 and 11. Let me show you something. You can know when a demonic resistance holding you has left. The realm of the spirit and the physical realm will bear witness, because the earth, listen to me, the earth, even water, is a witness. And the Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends. So the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had. But 11 is where I'm really going to. What suddenly happened to him? You can know captivity has turned around. Watch this. Then there came unto him all his brethren and all his sisters and all they that had been of his acquaintance before. Question, what drove them? You think they just left? You think they did? Every one of them started feeling like, why is Job's issue coming to my heart? That's because something was corrected in the realm of the spirit. Watch this. The Bible says they did eat bread with him in his house. They bemoaned him and comforted him over the evil that the Lord had brought unto him. And then, this is how God restored him. Every man also gave him a piece of money. So they had it before while he was suffering. The same way your uncle has it and is aware that you are in this city. You have sent a text. Stop sending a text. Come for miracle service. Carry an anointing upon your head. I hope you believe what I'm teaching you. Everyone gave him a piece of money. What kind of business was he going to start in that state of pain? How long would it take him? So the Lord restored in the realm of the spirit, but physically things started happening. Can I tell you the truth? You can know, doctors, when a patient has malaria, how do you know the patient has malaria or typhoid? There are signs. Is that true? He goes to the hospital and there's what they call vital signs. Am I right, medical people? You now begin to check. Temperature is running. The person is maybe vomiting, stooling, or doing whatever. How do you know the patient is recovering? You know the patient is recovering because things begin to change. Are there times when you take drugs and find out that the drug did not effect the intended change? You still go back to the doctor and say, this drug did not work. They will now do a further test and say, we thought it was this. So just because it was a drug did not mean it solved every problem. As far as your body is concerned, you didn't take a drug. Even though you were on 1 week medication, your body did not recognize it because it was not the solution. Don't say, I've been praying. Don't say they prayed for me. When you take malaria drug for what now? Typhoid, it may not work, but it is still drug. Tonight, the right drug is coming on your head. Yes, sir. In the name of Jesus Christ. As I'm declaring over you, you may not know what is changing. For some of you, as I'm declaring, it's not only your health. By tomorrow, if phone calls, you will wake up with phone calls and say, what is happening to me? What is changing in my life? Listen, please hear me, believers. Let me tell you the truth. By the power of the Holy Spirit, I've been mandated to insist that your life produces results. Hallelujah. Undeniable, unquestionable results. Some of you, by reason of what is on your life, you are supposed to be building houses for people, not even looking for rent. Honestly, because in terms of value, you have worked on yourself. Let me pray for someone again. What is sitting on your destiny that will not let you and your family rise? By the power that is in the name of Jesus, here at Koinonia, be lifted from your life. Be lifted from your life. Be lifted from your life. That demonic embargo. The curse of the firstborn, the curse of the lastborn, the curse of siblings, the curse of idolatry, the curse of necromancy, the curse of fathers sacrificing children to be able to get money. It may not be my fault, but the Bible tells me I have an advocate with the Father, even Jesus the righteous. I decree and declare already for someone that embargo on your life, that programming, It must give way this night. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You believe in what I'm telling you? Abba, what is there about the mighty hand of God that you cannot see? But let me tell you, if the foundations be destroyed, when the foundation is destroyed, God wants to step in, but there is a limitation because the covenant does not allow him to operate based on that. What the Holy Spirit can do is to grant you access to light, to know what you need to do that takes away the barrier. Are we together now? Yes. Between you and God and your breakthrough and testimony, there are barriers, principally foundations. There are foundations that keep speaking words of ill health. There are foundations that speak woes of failure. The only way you eat is by being a servant. You never can rise to a position of influence. Whether as a man of God, as a businessman, it does not care whether you are in America, whether you are wherever, it does not matter. Do you know Nathaniel said about Jesus, can anything good come out of Nazareth? Didn't you see what happened to Samson? Was Samson not a Nazarene? You think Samson just lay down and told a lady to cut his hair? You think he was that stupid? When you have that kind of power, will you be that foolish? Don't downplay the power of foundations. It can keep quiet for 10 years. You will think you are fine. But by the 11th year, it will come and pull you down and cancel everything. The house that fell, that was built on sand, it didn't fall from day one. There was a time that both houses were nice. If they even told you to pay for the house, you may prefer the house on sand to the house on the rock. Wait until the storms come. Wait until the wind blows. That's why you can see someone who is a billionaire for 25 years. Then by the 26th year, the foundation says, I've been quiet. And in 1 year, everything goes down. 1 year, shame comes. A ministry can blossom for many years, and then it's like an ignition from the realm of the spirit, and poof, just like balloon, everything goes down. But I know whom I believe, and I'm persuaded that he's able to keep that which is committed unto him against that day. Against that day. Against that day. Now, there are some of you, you may not be poor. Listen, we're about to pray. You may not be poor, but you never have helpers in your life. Everything you get comes directly from you. That's a terrible way to live. Everything. If a door must open, you are the one who must open it. If you must eat, it must come from your hand. You do not know the help of God. Hallelujah. A man of God, you are in ministry, you pay all the bills by yourself. You pay, nobody sees you and say, no, I believe in what you are doing. I'm standing with you. It's a spirit. It's a spirit. It's a spirit. I know someone who was walking, and what he uses for his transport from where he was staying, sincerely speaking, at the end of it, when we calculated it, it was not more than 10,000 that was left. That means you are working, but what you are earning, subtract transportation and the rest, and at the end of it, what you are really earning is 10,000. There are spirits that fight and destroy breadwinners of families. The moment it identifies that you are the one God is using to bless a family, here comes that thing. It will pull you down. So you go to a region and only find old people. Where are the young people? The spirits know that it will take care of Baba and Mama, and it will fight you. You can see a young person sitting down and there is absolutely nothing working in his life. Two prayer points, and I'll begin to minister within the time I have left. Tonight, God wants to shake away this thing. Hallelujah. I was told a story of, I think it was the Billy Graham Institute, that because they wanted to preserve the institute and some of the monuments, you know, just like Baba Deboye's, you know, former house and all of that, and that they had to bring engineers. They dug through the ground and they carried the building out from the foundation and relocated it to another region and put it down there. That's right. That's what is happening to somebody this night. Yeah. Hear me. You don't renovate foundations. If it is not working, there is that spiritual bulldozer that can dig to the ground and carry you. Is it not in your Bible that God can pick a man from a dunghill, is a location, and place him somewhere else? So what if I came from my region? Must I carry the cost that comes with that region? So what if my forefathers served idols? Did the realm of the spirit not hear when I made my declarations of faith? Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Be ye lifted, ancient doors. Listen, I prayed this for myself, I prayed this for this ministry, and I said in my lifetime I will see the glory of the Lord, and no power of darkness is going to cut short the manifestation of that glory. It does not matter what the devil wants. Listen, victory can be seen. You can know that the hand of God is upon your life. Hallelujah. Two prayer points. And when it's time to pray, please let me plead with you in Jesus' name. If you can, for the sake of this prayer, pair yourselves into three, like we did the last time. Just these three prayer points and fire will fall in. Find anybody. If you don't have a partner, that's all right. But we are going to pray. If your neighbor is not serious, please leave him alone. We are serious. This is a destiny altering moment. Shani kaparaka poskiata, embrakate katusiata. Say after me, in the name of Jesus, I decree and declare by the blood of the eternal covenant, right now, I declare every negative foundation, every altar speaking against me, by the blood of Jesus, be destroyed now. Go ahead and pray. 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 Samandas katabalakata. Be destroyed. Be destroyed. Fighting my influence, be destroyed. Fighting access, be destroyed. Fighting advancement, be destroyed. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, help those under the anointing. Jeremiah chapter 1 from verse 9. My God, fire is burning in this place. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth. And he said unto me, behold, I have put my words in your mouth. Read verse 10. And I give unto you an anointing that will set you this day over nations and over kingdoms to root out, to pull down, to destroy, to throw down, to build, and to plant. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, the anointing for this dimension of exploits, I receive it now. Go ahead and pray. The grace, dominion over kingdoms, over nations, to pull down, to destroy. Pray.
Saparakata baranda bagaratos koto prendesia. Sopros koti balatos savrese nebekates. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Just help those under the anointing. I'm about to minister deliverance now. In the name of Jesus. Can I add one more prayer for you? Please don't be tired though. God is doing something in your life here. Say, in the name of Jesus, the spirits of inheritance, the spirits of ancestry, by the blood of Jesus, every legal access you have over my life, my family, I declare by the blood, let it be broken now. Go ahead and pray. Broken now. Broken now. Broken now. Paketeke parakatos ketepata. Broken now. By the power of the Holy Ghost. Broken now. Pashata ketepekatepokos koto. Keprekete parakos ketia. Broken now. Let it be broken. Let it be broken. Let it be broken. Sabrakata pekata pekatos kotopas. Akrata kata perekatos kotopros. Sotopos kotopelekatos. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Do you know what I'm seeing? The Lord is showing me a vision. And this is like the vision of a bride. You know how you say you may now, that thing, you may now lose, unveil the bride. That's what I'm seeing. That is a grace for visibility. We are going to pray. Are we together now? You know, when you watch a wedding ceremony, you now say you may now unveil the bride. That means it's time for manifestation. God is speaking to someone. Say, in the name of Jesus, I declare my head, my hands, my destiny be lifted up. Find visibility. Go ahead and begin to pray. Be lifted up.
be lifted up. My head, no more downcast. Be lifted up. My influence, find visibility. Man of God, pray. Pray. Businessman, pray. My head, a symbol of my glory. My hands, a symbol of my productivity. My destiny, be lifted up.
Capras catapacatos, colacras catapes, grande baracatos sotopros, egre catapalacatapros catipata. Hallelujah. 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 Now you have prayed. It's my turn to pray for you now. It will be a very quick walk, but I want your heart to be open. Please, when it's time to bring the people out, whether you are an usher or not, just help them very quickly, because we need to do this very fast. Fire is burning in this place. I want to pray. I want you to believe this. The first thing I'm hearing is to deliver those appointed unto death. There are families here, you may be walking, but Satan is already programming something. I'm about to pray. The fire of God is going to fall on those individuals representing their families. Very quickly, I want you to bring them out here. Father, in the name of Jesus, any family here having an altar or a foundation that wants to tie down their life, tie down their relevance, tie down their longevity, by the power that raised Christ from the dead, as you count Jesus at the shout of three, in the name of Jesus, it must give way. Are you ready? My God. One, two, three, shout Jesus. Release them now. Release them now. Release them now. Release them now. Bring them out. Every high thing must come down. Every stronghold shall be broken. You wear the victor's crown. You overcome. You overcome. Every high thing must come down. Every stronghold shall be broken. You wear the victor's crown. You overcome. You overcome. Every high thing must come down. Every stronghold shall be broken. You are the victor's crown. You are the crown. You are the crown. Every high thing must come down. Every stronghold shall be broken. You are the victor's crown. You are the crown. You are the crown.
Now hear me. Deliverance number two. There are families under an unusual yoke of hardship. That yoke is about to be broken. Hear me. Hardship, no matter what you do, it is father suffering, mother suffering. I'm about to pray. Fire is falling now. Everyone under the sound of my voice, under this yoke, at the count of three, wherever you are, inside and outside, following from any nation of the world, let that anointing rest and bring deliverance for you. Are you ready to shout Jesus? One, two, three, shout Jesus. That yoke be broken. Be broken. Be broken. Be broken. Be broken. Be broken.
Lalaka Shabaraka Skoto Barande Baziata Krata Katusiata.
I'm seeing the number 11. Fire is coming on their hands. And the Lord is telling me the spirit that has tied down your productivity is about to give way. 11 people, bring them out right now. I decree and declare, I don't know where you are. 11 of you,
Let that fire come upon your hand right now. Bring them out. Let it come upon your hand right now. Halegesh kademanaka sopratekata. Krekete baskiata. Now I want to pray a very serious prayer. Please bring them out quickly. I want to pray a very serious prayer. Everyone's destiny here that has been exchanged. If you don't believe this, you are joking. You are joking if you don't believe this. That destinies can be exchanged. That you find yourself living another man's life. You know that this is not my life. No. Everything that has exchanged your destiny by the power that raised Christ from the dead. My God, I'm seeing the anointing coming on people already. There is a rearrangement that is happening in the realm of the spirit. Rearrangement of families. The Bible says that the least shall be the greatest. Right now, every destiny that has been exchanged, be restored now. 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 Hallelujah. Listen, I hope you know that infirmity is a spirit. Infirmity is beyond a medical condition. I'm going to pray right now. There are people who are sick. Drugs can solve their problems based on the law of times and seasons. But there are people who have come under the influence of the spirit of infirmity. When the spirit of infirmity is upon you, headache can keep you down, and nothing else will be able to help you except the power of God. There are families like that. Every month you must fall sick. Every time you must fall sick. Malika ashapa karozia tapanda sofra haskia. Krete beketo shala grete feskine madaj. Before I minister to the sick, I must minister deliverance to those who have been bound by that spirit. Who is Rachel? Rachel. I'm hearing a name, Rachel. Rachel. Shaba Sobraka Subende Keliata. Rachel. Rachel. I don't know if I'm seeing. In my vision, I'm seeing someone, maybe you are outside of any of the overflows. I'm seeing that you came with I'm seeing a crutch. I just saw a crutch lifted up. That's what I saw in the spirit. Wherever that person is, lift it up and begin to walk. Whether you are, make sure you don't, please. Who brought that? Are you the one? You could not walk. Walk. No, if he can't, listen, don't force him. If he tries to move and it's not, just keep praying for him there. But you check yourself, test yourself. The moment you can, make your way to the front. Don't be afraid. Hallelujah. Rachel. Kai. I'm seeing one of you tied and all I'm seeing is snakes from head to toe. Right now, I'm praying. Every altar, I don't care where it is coming from. Right now, at the count of three, may that fire rest upon you and set you free right now. 1, 2, 3, be free from this demonic thing. Right now, be free from it now by the fire of the Holy Ghost. Be free from it now. Be free from it now. Hallelujah. Now, I may not ask you to come out so that you are not embarrassed, but I'm going to pray for you. I don't know if we'll have the time to take testimonies, but if we don't, no problem the next time. But this is somebody, you have HIV. Listen carefully. Your HIV was not just sleeping around and all of that. I've seen this happen many times, so I can tell you, it's not everybody that has HIV that got it from wrong living. There are wicked spirits. This one, you just had a dream and it's like you started imagining, something started happening to you. I don't know who that person is, but right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord God of heaven is bringing you life now. Life to your body. Who is Anthony? Anthony. Anthony. Is that your name, sir? Anthony. God is about to turn your life around, my friend. Anthony. Who is from Kogi State? Kogi State.
Yeah.
You are not the only one now. Just indicate. And from Kogi State. I'm not saying you are from, there are many people there. I mean, among the Antonis, who is from Kogi State? I will pray for the rest. A very strong fire. The power of God is coming on one of you right now. Before I even just speak prophetically, I just saw that light come on one of you. And the Lord is saying it has come to an end. You know that song that Tope Sark sang? That it is over. It is by the Spirit. Right now, that power of the Most High is coming on that one person. And it is liberty that God is bringing you. Receive it right now by the power of the Holy Ghost. Let an end come to this demonic oppression. You are from Kogi State, my friend. You are coming from there?
No, I'm in Abuja.
I want to pray for you. In the name of Jesus Christ, everything that has tied you down and tied your family. There is a lady that the Lord is bringing a supernatural miracle to your family. You are from Ondo State. Ondo State. This is what... You are from Ondo State. God is bringing, between now and the end of November, this is what the Lord is ministering to me. Ondo State, between now and the end of November, what God will do in your life will surprise you. The person I am seeing, the angel of the Lord is telling me to look left, that the person is on this balcony. The person that I'm talking about from Ondo State, you are wearing like red. Something like red. I don't know whether the person is... Be careful, be careful. Don't fight, my friend. Don't fight them. That's wrong. You are in the house of God. You want to receive from God and you are fighting. These are some of the things that block miracles. How do you fight? And you... Who is the person I'm talking about? Huh? Am I wasting your time? Where is... I'm seeing some people who came from Zamfara for this miracle service. You came from Zamfara. There is one of them that I want to speak. You are a lady. You are a fair lady. You came from Zamfara. I don't... Oh dear. We have to hurry up and... Is there someone like that? Please verify... Because I know some people, no matter what we say, you will still come out. Be obedient. This is the house of God. Let's abide by instructions so that we can make progress. You don't have to come out. Once the word is not for you, just be patient and wait in faith. Where is the lady from Ondo State? All of you, that's all right. I'm going to pray for you. I stretch my hands right now. I just saw light leaving my hand and coming on one of you. And the Lord is saying, that song, Yakari, the Lord is saying is coming to an end. I decree and declare, by the power of the Holy Spirit, I declare over right now. Over right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Over right now. Help them, please. Let it be over by the Spirit of grace. By the Spirit of grace. By the Spirit of grace. My friend, this man wearing green, or is it lime? What do you do? Huh?
I'm a government consultant.
You are a...
I consult for government.
I want to pray for you. Because I'm seeing you climb a ladder in the realm of the spirit. And every time I see someone climbing a ladder, that is a level of lifting that God is bringing. In the name of Jesus, I stretch my hands. I hope you believe this. In Jesus' name, may it happen for you as God has declared. Amen.
Is there a Yoruba name like Mone? Is it Morenike? 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 Who is that? I just heard the name Morenike. Because God is about to bring a very strange visitation to that family. Morenike, this is what I'm hearing. In the name of Jesus Christ. Obinna from Imo State. Obinna from Imo State. If there is a gentleman like that, Obinna, you are from Imo State. Is there someone like that? Come. Your time has come. Please, let me have your attention so that we'll finish. In the name of Jesus Christ, I decree and declare. Gentlemen, all of you who have come out here, by the power that raised Christ from the dead, every embargo sitting on your destiny, it must give way right now. Amen. Hallelujah. May God bless you. Return to your seat. Where is the gentleman? I need to pray for you very quickly. You are from Imo State. What's your name?
Obinna.
Obinna. Where's your family? I want to pray for you. Truly, let me tell you, this God you see, he can lift men. Except he has not come to you. He will lift you in a way that surprises you. Father, I pray for this gentleman and I decree and declare. You called him out by prophecy. May the Lord sort your life supernaturally. And that of your family. In the name of Jesus. Everything that represents reproach in this family, I command that it gives way right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. A lady and a guy, two of them will shout under the anointing now. Please bring them out. A lady and a guy. The gentleman will even be surprised. Because usually, you know, gentlemen are macho. None of my business with embarrassment. But the power of God. A gentleman and a lady. Most of you really do not know the power of God's word. That is the same way when God speaks, Dunsin said, everything obeys. That when God shows up, everything adjusts. It's true. It's not a song. If it is the God of the Bible, if he looks at you and commands the gates of your destiny to be opened, it is opened. Like he's saying through me now, the gates of your destiny, Ephata. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. It is your name. It's not like it's a position, a legal position. Your name is Justice. Justice. I just had that name. If the person is here, very quickly, because we want to pray for the sick right now. There are many people carrying all kinds of demonic sicknesses, and those sicknesses must leave. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. When you find a gentleman called Justice, you know what I just saw in my vision? I just saw fire burning and I saw the names of people in a particular family written on it. Like it is burning, but it's not burning the names, but the names are inside that fire. I don't know who this is, but let me speak over someone. Anyone who has programmed witchcraft against you and your loved ones, God just opened my eyes. I saw names like in a paper, but it was not burning and yet fire is burning on it. By the power of the Holy Ghost, I'm saying it again. Whoever programmed witchcraft against you this night, he returns back to that devil. He returns back to that devil. Hallelujah. The morning The morning that Dunsin had an accident, and we thank God for preserving such a precious gift to the body of Christ. You know, that morning, we were together with him talking about the revivals and the moves of God, fathers of faith and the mighty things. And we're going to have a morning session, you know, powerful time of worship. And I thought, we hugged and greeted one another, and he was on his way. Heading for the morning session in another meeting, they just reached me and said, this is what has happened. Let me tell you the truth. We are in the days where you must know what is the basis of your stand. Are we together now? Everything you can put together as an advantage, spiritual intelligence, prophetic covering, everything must be put together to sustain you at these evil times. When I saw the car, and to know that it came out like this, it is a miracle and a testimony. Hallelujah. He was headed to Ibadan to go and minister for Baba Wale Oke. You see, I was going to go for that, I think, was it before or after, I don't know which of them. And then this happened. The devil is restless because he knows that the times are close. And let me tell you, he's not looking for everybody. The fact that he's on the case of your family, it should tell you he has seen something there. Because the Bible says the thief cometh not but for to steal. There are many of you, there was peace in your life, peace in your marriage, peace in everything, but suddenly the devil is coming now. Do you know what? Don't think he's looking for your wife or your husband. That's none of his business. He's looking for that in you that can support God's end time program. That's it. There are some of you, your business was doing well. When you started giving for the Lord's work, the devil said, no, I don't have a problem with you prospering, provided the kingdom does not benefit from it. But now I see that with your money, you gave someone scholarship, you helped somebody. This one, we are going to have to, and he will try to attack you. Not every attack is a result of prayerlessness or unseriousness. There are things that are indications that you have become a source of frustration to the devil. That means how you know that somebody does not know what to do with you again. Hallelujah. The Lord is opening my eyes. I will pray this last one, then I'll pray for the sick. I'm looking and I'm seeing a like a graveyard, you know, a cemetery, I meant to say. That's what the Lord is opening my eyes to see. And then I'm seeing somebody wake up from a dream. This is what the spirit of death. You keep sleeping and you see people who have long gone. We're not talking of the spirits of just men made perfect. We're talking of similitude of demon spirits using even faces of people that you used to know. The living and the dead have nothing in common. At the resurrection, we'll be joined together for those who are in Christ. That's what the Bible says. But for now, a gulf has been created that separates us. So every spirit of the grave that has been calling anyone in the name of Jesus using dreams, using prophetic experiences. For some of you, the devil is planning that you will not see December 31st. That it is this year everything will end up with you. In the name of Jesus, by the power that raised Christ from the dead, we decree and declare death has no power over you. Death has no power over you. Hallelujah. Now lay your hands. I want to pray for the sick. Many people came here because you have heard that Jesus heals. Sadly, we have to work with time. I'm not sure we may even have the time to take testimonies because we still have to pray over our requests. But I want you to lay your hands. It is true that Jesus heals. No distraction, please. Lay your hands there. If it's a part of your body you can touch, make contact with it. Some of you are standing in for your children, your loved ones. Don't let the devil destroy them. Lay your hands. If it's a part of your body you cannot touch, just make contact with your chest. For I'm seeing people holding photos of people, holding phones. I'm sure others are connecting from across the globe. There are many, many people who connect from hospitals with their loved ones, some in ICU, some at emergency rooms. Now is the time to pray.
You are my hiding place. You always fill my heart with songs of deliverance. Whenever I am afraid, I will trust in you. I will trust in you. Let the weak say I am strong in the strength. You sent your word and it healed my disease. You are the Lord, my healer.
I want to pray. I am a product of the healing power of Jesus myself. I know that he heals. If you ever doubt that Jesus performs miracles, look at a living miracle standing before you. I know he heals. I'm about to pray now. This is one of the graces and the privileges God has given us as a ministry to bring as a gift to the body of Christ and across the nations of the earth. Those outside, all the overflows, now is your time to receive. He's a healing Jesus. As I pray for you, I want you to shout a loud amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord is telling me about someone. You quietly met a doctor and the doctor told you that something is growing in your body. You have not shared this with anybody, but that you need to pray. You are a man. He told you you are beginning to have symptoms of prostate because you went because of some abnormalities you began to see in your body, and you went to meet the doctor. And just on telling him, he could almost say, but he did some preliminary tests and he came to the conclusion that you are beginning to have the symptoms of an enlarged prostate. You have not shared this with people. I want you to believe. Jesus is about to heal. Every spirit that is back of any infirmity here represented in this auditorium, over the life of your precious loved ones, over the life of our global family, and as many who are connecting right now across the body of Christ, in the name of Jesus, in this atmosphere of intense worship and faith, I'm declaring to you by the power that raised Christ from the dead, that the spirit that is back of this, we command judgment on that spirit now. And I decree and declare, my God, I'm seeing fire enter the chest of people, like literally entering inside. I decree and declare, be healed now. Amen. Be healed now. Amen. Outside, I decree and declare, lift your hands, the overflow outside. By the power that raised Christ from the dead, we see you from here. Be healed now. All other overflows in the name of Jesus, the Lord is with you right there. But I decree and declare by the power of the Holy Spirit, migraine headaches, be healed. HIV, be healed. Prostrate, be healed. There is a lady, you have a disease. This is something that is common with women, and it has become an embarrassment to you many, many times. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is healing you right now. The Lord is touching someone's right ear. Be healed right now. I'm seeing someone, You can walk, but you are already beginning to have severe joint pains. Almost everywhere, you know, like it happens to a sickler. In the name of Jesus, be healed now. Every dead or dying kidney jacks back to life now. For someone having a failed liver, God gives you brand new liver now. I command eyes that are blind partially or totally to be opened now. Bone conditions be healed now. The Lord is showing me a vision that is quite embarrassing. I'm seeing someone, you're going to ease yourself in the toilet, and what is coming out is not just stool that you are passing. This is something related to pile. It's almost like, you know, there are projections from within you coming out that you have to push back. I'm sorry for sounding graphic, but this is what the Lord is showing me. I don't know who that person is, but in the name of Jesus, I declare that pile, it dies now. I'm sorry to say it and don't feel embarrassed, but I'm seeing at least, it is not less than 17 ladies here having multiple lumps. Multiple lumps. I don't know what is this thing that the devil is doing in this end time with women, that is just plaguing them with lumps and growths. Our dear sisters, we are praying for you in the name of Jesus. Any spirit that wants to spy upon your liberty because of your wombs that must carry the prophets, the apostles, and those who will herald the move of God even in their young age, we declare those demonic growths leave now. Hallelujah. I'm praying for someone, I don't know what it is I'm seeing around your neck here. Very stiffness and severe swelling. The power of God is coming upon you right now. In the name of Jesus. Now, please don't be embarrassed. But how many people here came here trusting God for the fruit of the womb? The fruit of the womb. The fruit of the womb. Now, I know that there might be several people, but I don't know how we're going to do this. The Lord has given me an instruction to, I don't lay hands carelessly. No, I don't. You don't see me lay hands on people carelessly. But if and when God grants the grace to do, I understand the power and the value of laying on of hands as a doctrine. I don't know, please, only those, no standing for anyone. You are, and then you must be married. Two things. Make sure you can believe what you want to believe, but within what we are doing, please. There's nothing to be embarrassed about. Are we together? So you meet these two conditions. You are standing for yourself. I want you to come. While that is happening, quickly, please sit down for a minute, and I want you to write, start writing your prayer request right now. Please come and stand quickly. I want to pray for you. Just 1 minute, I'm going to touch you, and that will be the end of it. Are you standing for yourself? The devil is a liar. We are praying for them because these are the people bringing the next generation of Koinonia. The devil is a liar. For in the sanctuary, God's there is a stillness in the atmosphere. Oh, come lay down the burdens you have carried. For in the sanctuary, God's I don't know how we are going to do this now, because make sure you are writing your prayer request. The Lord gave me a special instruction on those prayer requests tonight. And if you need to call your loved ones and have it down, those following online, here is your chance to do that quickly. Please, no standing in for someone. My dear, look at me. This lady, lifting her hands. Shout Jesus as loud as you can.
Jesus! Jesus!
The name of Jesus Christ. Now, please hear me. There are so many people, and I have to obey what God has said, but my God, can you imagine how many people? You see what the devil is doing to families? You will be changed. His glory will be revealed when the Spirit takes over your soul. Truly you will be changed. His glory will be revealed when the Spirit takes over your soul. We'll leave it from here. As many, those who are at the door there, will just stop there. All others can just stand by faith. I don't know how we're going to do it. I'm first going to pray. Barrenness is a spirit. You'll soon see it happen. Barrenness is not just a case of not taking in. Now I want to pray. Believers, some of you are ministers. Let me teach you how to minister fruitfulness. It's not just about laying hands and saying, no, there is a spirit that is largely behind it. Those of you in front, lift your hands. Let me first cast out that spirit. And then you will be surprised. I'm going to pray and then we'll make it quickly. While that is happening, please, ushers, you can be passing the prayer request as soon as I pray the prayer request, so that we'll put it now. Father, in the name of Jesus, every legal access, I speak to these spirits. This is the house of God. Right now, at the count of three, the spirits that are responsible for barrenness, right now, I don't care what gave you legal access. At the count of three, it is time for God's people to be fruitful. One, two, three, go, 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 go now, go now, go now, go now, go now, barrenness, go now, manifesting as impotency, manifesting as the inability to be with child, go now. Every legal access the devil has over you, your family, and every covenant that authorizes Satan, by the blood of the eternal covenant, be free now. Hallelujah. Now watch this. Here's what will happen. Just stay where you are. While we are collecting the prayer request, I am going to be very, very fast. Just a touch. You don't need to tell me anything. Just a touch and you go back to your seat rejoicing. Let there be no chaos. I have to obey what God has told me. It will be very, very fast. I don't lay hands carelessly, but we'll do this by the Spirit. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. By the power of the Holy Spirit. The name of Jesus. The next set, please. Very quickly. In the name of Jesus. By the power of the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ. Please, as I lay hands on you, just be on your way so you clear the way for others. In the name of Jesus, return back with your miracle by the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Don't worry, as they reduce, we'll get more space. Just be patient. In the name of Jesus Christ. By the power of the Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus Christ, we declare that it is done, even by the Spirit. Please, in the name of Jesus, please, Once I pray for them, let the next set come, please. In the name of Jesus Christ. He touched me. Jesus touched me. And oh, what joy fills my heart. Something happened. Now I know he touched me
and made me whole. He touched me. He touched me.
Something happened.
Happened.
Let's have the prayer request very quickly. Hallelujah. Let's have the prayer request. Please, very quickly. Bring it. Let's. Hallelujah. Why do we take the time to pray over these requests? Because you see, this right here you see is the most accurate representation of everyone's desire. No matter how we take the time to minister, we are limited in very many ways. Don't get used to submitting your prayer request here. You are not submitting it to a man. You are tabling your request before the Lord. According to Philippians chapter 4 and verse 6, it says to be anxious for nothing, but in everything it says, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. It said, let your request be made known unto God. Hallelujah. Very quickly, while you are seated, you've been standing. I want you to stretch your hands towards this request. Go ahead. You don't have to stand. Stretch your hands towards this request. And for those who are yet to submit theirs, just bring it quickly as we pray. I believe in the power of the Holy Spirit. I'll give you a few seconds. You will be surprised. We have a covenant of answered prayers with the God of heaven. You have seen it for yourself, what God is able to do. Quickly, please. When the glory comes, there'll be no words to say. Oh, oh, oh. When the glory comes, there'll be no words to say. Go ahead and begin to declare by faith. Father, this is October. By November, I'm receiving every answer. Remember, the scripture that we read. When the glory comes, there'll be no words to say. Quickly. All right. Give us Joshua 21:45. This is what is happening to you tonight. Joshua 21:45. Please. Dear, fail not at any of these things. Give us amplified. Let's see if we can have amplified very quickly so we pray. I truly believe in the covenant of answered prayer. Dear, fail no part of any good thing which the Lord had promised to the house of Israel. All came to pass. All. Apostle, including the job, all. Including the termination of wicked contracts over your family, all. Someone shout all. Let the devil hear it. All. For when his glory comes, there'll be no words to say. Oh, oh, oh. Hallelujah. Stretch your hands. We are still praying. Don't be tired. Your life is about to change. Those outside, make sure you are stretching your hands. Our global family, stretch your hands by faith.
Yes, we are cheyakare. Yesu ya cheya kare. Megirma ya cheya kare. Serki ya cheya kare. Ya kare. Ya kare. Ya kare. Yesu ya cheya kare.
Yesu ya cheya kare,
ya kare,
ya kare,
Yesu yecheya kare. Sarkia cheya kare. Memulkia cheya kare. Yesu yecheya kare. I'm already praying over this. Yesu yecheya kare. The long standing issue. Yesu yecheya kare. The shame and the reproach. Yesu yecheya kare. Sarki yecheya kare. It is finished, Jesus said. It is over. What is over? Everything that does not reflect the life and the character of Christ. What is over? Shame. What is over? Delay. What is over? Reproach. What is over? Weeping. What is over? Poverty and lack. What is over? People asking you, where is your God? What is over? The absence of the glory of God in your life. What is over? Terminal diseases. Therefore, I'd like you to begin to sing that song over this prayer request. Declare it as a proclamation. Father, it is over. Reproach. Is someone declaring? Sabarakatos kataprandeke beleketos. I lay these anointed hands upon this request, and by the Spirit of grace, we prophesy it is over, 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 by the power of God's grace. The day that I sang this song first on stage here, someone sent me a text by the next day. He said he took that song, he does not even really know how to speak Hausa, it's not even a Nigerian. And he said it just came with such an anointing, he sang and danced with it for over 3 hours. By the next day, a contract of what maybe in Nigerian Naira will be the equivalent of 1 billion. The very next day. Something he had been pursuing almost forever. Yesu yecheya kare. Yesu yecheya kare. Yesu yecheya kare. Your spirit is calling the things that must come to an end. Shame and reproach. Father fighting mother. Mother fighting father. Antagonizing you in your place of work. Ministry being limited and would not grow. Sing it. From Kenya to America to Europe. It's a prophetic word. Yakare, 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 su yacheya, yakare. I decree and declare over this request for someone. I stand by the God of heaven. If your eyes can see the sun rise tomorrow, you will also hear of the answers of this request. Yeah. I say it again. If your eyes can see the rising of the sun, except I be not called of God, but may your ears also hear the answers of this. Listen, when Prophet Elisha said, by this time tomorrow, the one who the king leaned on said, even if God will open the windows of heaven, might this happen? People speak from the standpoint of the authority given to them by God. I told you, prophecy does not only reveal, prophecy creates. Let me say it again. For someone, it will not reach 24 hours. My God will surprise you. For someone, finally, the answer comes tomorrow.
We're wrapping up.
Every dying ministry. Every life that has been bent in shame. There is a man of God, you are watching, you are sitting on your chair, you are watching from Nairobi, you are about to quit ministry because you have done everything you know to do. There are bills. In the name of Jesus Christ, I'm speaking to you by the Spirit of the Living God. This song, even though you may not be of the Nigerian tongue, but the revelation is clear. It is over and it is finished. Apostle, I have 4 children. Where will their school fees come from? The song carries the answer. I told you this is a song of deliverance. It's a song that you war with when you have understanding. Hallelujah. Now, let me declare over you. Tokwe Sachs came here and he led us through a powerful moment of worship. Minister Dunsin came here and so powerfully pushed us into another realm of worship. These things have prophetic implications. In the atmosphere of worship, the spirit of prophecy is strong. I want to speak over your life. Please, I want you to believe in the power of prophetic speakings, because we are made by the excellency of the speakings. I taught you last week. Everybody in Christ and through spiritual understanding is a prophetic rainmaker. I taught you last week. Rainmakers use divination to manipulate the clouds so that a cloud that is barren and should not have rain, they begin to coordinate clouds from regions and gather them in one place and make it come. They call them rainmakers. And the believer in Christ, you can use the creative power of God's prophetic speakings to draw forth. He said, I prophesied as I was commanded, and there was a sound. Don't ask where the sound came from. He said, speak to the breath, the winds, all winds from the 4 regions of the earth, blow and come upon the slain. There are many of us who are alive, but it's like we're dead, because everything that makes for living and dignity is dead in your life. We're about to prophesy resurrection. Just a few minutes, but you must receive with all your heart. Koinonia, I pray for you, as touching the grace that God has given in this prophetic season. 10 is a number of a cycle coming to an end. I decree and prophesy to you by the God of heaven, and in the name that is above every other name, the rain that has been long overdue, let it begin to fall.
Atmosphere shift now. Chains be broken. Break now. Holy Spirit, move now.
your life. A strange order of speed. Begin to run like Elijah. Begin to overtake the chariots of Ahab. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Some time back, someone reached me and I saw his text. I'm so-so person. Then I picked, "How are you, sir?" And he just said, "Apostle, I didn't call you for prayer or anything. For 3 days, God had been speaking to me and God told me that from today, he wants me to stand and sow this amount of seed to this ministry for as long as my business thrives." I said, "What is this? Are you sure you want to? Did you discuss this with your wife?" Said, "I'm not a child. I'm not a this. This is what God has put in my heart." And when that happened, it was not really what he said that was the testimony. I began to pray and I said, "Lord, there is a covenant in this house that whatever flows from the head must go down to every part." Listen, when you go to take your bath, your leg does not struggle to touch the shower. It is patient because it knows by connection. You bath your whole body by standing on one position. I said all that to prophesy to you. Strangers will call you. Strangers will reach you. Strangers will look for you. They will tell you they were mandated by God to insist till you rise. Hallelujah. I traveled to a particular nation and I finished preaching, went to bed to sleep. By the next day, I got up. And then my host calls me and says, "Apostle, you are strange." I said, "What is wrong?" He said, "Come, let me show you something." We go out and we get to a place and there is a very, very expensive car that was parked. And he said, "A man of God drove with this car and said, right here," he said, "give it to Apostle." I said, "Number one, how do I carry this car to Nigeria? Number two, the way they drive, their direction of driving is not the same with our own. So what, well, it's none of my business. This is what the man has said." I said, "Call the man," and we tried to speak to him. You thought he would be sympathetic and say, "Okay, I'll come and take it." He said, "No, leave it there, it's yours. What is on you is what controls what is around you." I'm saying this because there are many things in our lives that have refused to change. I want to prophesy something to come upon your head. He said, "My horn hast thou exalted like the head of the horn of a unicorn, and I have been anointed with fresh oil." Please hear me, Koinonia. In the name of Jesus, I declare over you the mantle that makes for favor and for lifting. Let it rest on you now. Hallelujah. When Minister Dunsin came up, he prayed very powerfully for the grace for intimacy. I want to pray that grace for you. You are lacking seriously spiritually if you have not obtained the grace. He said, "Blessed is the man that God caused to approach." You are called like the king had to send for people. You don't just come. It's a summon by his grace. But when he calls you to that inner chamber, you will find treasures within the chamber that gives you authority. Even if you are a gatekeeper like Mordecai, the moment you enter the inner chamber of the king, from there you are climbing the king's horse to a life of dignity and honor. Let me speak to someone. In the name of Jesus, may your intimacy with the Holy Spirit, the value that comes from his presence, from his word, from the place of prayer, let it translate to an exceptional life of signs and wonders. Don't be tired. I'm praying. Let me pray over your finances. Please don't say it does not matter. The devil is tying down people and making the matters of finance to interrupt people and not allow people to serve God with integrity and to serve God acceptably. You belong to a family that has been marvelously helped of God. That name Ebenezer is a reality by the mercies of God. I speak to you in the name of Jesus. by the power that brought the raven to feed Elijah at Brook Cherith, so that he was not without supplies. May supernatural supplies begin to attend to your needs. In the name of Jesus, I decree and I declare, whoever has been mandated by God to hold your hands in this season and introduce you to the next season of your life, I compel them by the Spirit to perform their ministry. In the name of Jesus Christ. I told you that a generation only hears you because the mantle of honor is upon you, not just because you are valuable. You can be valuable and yet not be heard. He says, thou shalt take Joshua, in whom is the Spirit. And he says, thou shalt lay your hands upon him. Hallelujah. And then he says, you shall take some of your honor and you shall put upon him, so that the congregation would hear him. It takes honor. You can respect yourself, but you cannot honor yourself. Honor is conferred upon you by another. But when that grace is upon you, you will speak and nations will hearken to you. I decree and declare, that mantle and that grace for honor, may it rest visibly upon your life. From tonight, I stand by the privilege of God's grace, alongside the coordinated grace of all the fathers in this nation that God has granted privilege to receive from. Nothing dies in your hands. Nothing dies in your hands. From today, begin to record unending testimonies. Testimonies in the morning. Testimonies in the afternoon. Testimonies in the night. In the name of Jesus Christ. Everything you have started but has not finished, receive the finisher's anointing. For those of you praying for divine direction, to know what God wants you to do for the next season of your life, in a dream of the night, may my God come with accurate answers for you. Hear me. If there is any Jonah sitting in your boat, making you to lose things, and you are about to lose your life, I throw that Jonah out of the boat. In the name of Jesus Christ. And everybody who is already in the belly of the fish, it looks like it has been concluded about you. The same voice that spoke to the fish and it vomited Jonah out, whatever it has swallowed in your life, we command it must vomit it now. Finally, every point of contact you came here with, your hands as a symbol of your productivity, your documents, whatever it is, I decree and declare, in the name of Jesus Christ, may the grace for favor rest upon them. Now, please hear me. We pray for Abuja. Lord, behold their threatenings, he said, and grant that signs and wonders be done in the name of your Holy Son. We have a responsibility over this city and over this territory and this nation to responsibly make our spiritual contributions in making for the safety. In the name of Jesus, we release the forces of judgment. We command the wind. We command the earth. In the name of Jesus. The Bible says, and the stars fought for Deborah. We declare, by the power of prophecy, let the tokens of judgment be released over this city. And every conspiracy of darkness that is fighting the purposes of God, let it fail permanently now. Please hear me. Don't say it does not matter. US and UK are not foolish people. They will not throw away their reputation just for nothing. saying about the threat and the rest. But can I tell you, before God will come to Sodom and Gomorrah, he came to Abraham. And Abraham said, if you find 10 people, will you still judge them? And God said, no. I don't know about you, but I'm here. You can count the rest. In the name of Jesus Christ, we stand here as prophetic signposts, together with all who name the name of Christ. And we declare, the spirit that sponsors evil, we command you are banished from our region. Hallelujah. And anyone who has vowed that for as long as he's alive, people must die, I stand by the mantle of judgment. May the earth open and swallow them. And anybody who is profiting from this wickedness, in the name of Jesus, I say it again, that which they eat will be to their death. Therefore, we release angels. Amen. The entire 6 local governments that make up the FCT, we release angels. Amen. And we pray for the neighboring regions, Nasarawa State, Benue State, Plateau State, Kaduna State, Niger State, you are fortified. Amen. We pray for the law enforcement agents who labor day and night. May God grant them courage and intelligence. But as for you, I declare, may the Lord of peace himself give you peace always and by all means. Please hear me. We pray for everyone connected to this vision, the children, the spouses, the businesses, in the name that is above all names, and by the mystery of the fourth man in the fire, that says those who the fire had no power over, there shall be no loss. Please hear me. I want you to walk up around with vigilance, but walk with confidence. Fight fear. Did you hear what I said? Fight fear. Fight fear. I'm not stupid. The first crisis that happened officially in Plateau State, I was in the middle of it. I was somewhere in town. How many years did we spend in Zaria? You know how many crises and troubles I've seen? The person speaking to you is not stupid. And he said, they that are with us are greater. Please, I want you, this fear that is palpable upon people. Now, of course, I know that, you know, wickedness and rage is there, but I am telling you this, do not fear. You fear, you will not go about your activities and you will be poor, you will be broke. It's the spirit, it's not just a spirit of terrorism. It's a spirit that bankrupts people and takes away your productivity. Do your due diligence, walk with wisdom, but I assure you, do not fear. Everybody who tries evil in this nation will know that there is a real throne that sits, and there is him that sits jealously protecting the name of the Lord. For who shall say a thing and it shall come to pass when the Lord has not commanded it? Listen, we are loyal citizens, but we are not fools. There are people who God has granted grace and access. We owe a responsibility to speak prophetically over the peace of the land. It will never be that you went out and then you could not return back to your home because you were in the middle of a crisis. If it will happen, you will not go there. But if you go there, then it will not happen. Wave your hands to Jesus and give him praise. Wave your hands as a wave offering to Jesus, who is the Son of the living God. We give thanks. We give thanks in the name of Jesus Christ. All we have declared and all you have received tonight, it is permanent in your life, in Jesus' name. Let me make the altar call before we end tonight's service. There is someone here who is saying, Apostle, thank you for all of the mighty things that Jesus has done through you to his people. But my issue right now is that I need Jesus and I need him desperately. And there's someone who is saying, Apostle, I remember giving my heart to Jesus, but sincerely as it is now, things are not yet right in my life. I do not want to leave this service without that encounter. Please, wherever you are, I know that our time is gone, but lend me 1 minute of your time. I want you to leave your seat right now and come. Come and stand here. Don't be ashamed. Don't look around. Be bold and come and stand. There has to be someone. If you are coming, God bless you. God bless you. For someone, you are saying, well, I remember giving my heart to Jesus, but as it is, things are not all right. Can I come to rededicate my life? Join them. God bless you. Are you celebrating them, Koinonia? Come. Come. Let him give you a new beginning. It is true that no Jesus, no life. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Keep coming. You can make it right with him right now. Hallelujah. Lift your right hand, all of you who are here, and I'm going to lead you to pray this prayer. If there are those who are still coming or in all the overflows, you can just stay right where you are and pray the prayer very quickly. In the name of Jesus Christ, as I pray with you, I want your heart to be open. Jesus is here to receive you and give you a new beginning. Lift your right hand and say after me, Lord Jesus, tonight I have heard your word. I have seen your power. I believe in you, that you are the Son of God. Right now, I receive Jesus into my heart as my Lord, as my Savior, and as my King. I declare that the power of sin, Satan, hell, and the grave is broken over my life. I declare from tonight and forever that I am a child of God, washed by the blood of the Lamb. I go forward ever and backward never, in Jesus' name. Father, thank you for these ones. They have come declaring their faith. And the Bible says, as many who will come to him, you will in no wise cast away. I decree and declare by the power of the Holy Spirit that based on the authority of Scripture and by your declaration, I declare your sins forgiven. The Lord gives you a new beginning. From tonight, you go from glory to glory and grace to grace. May the marvelous hand of God rest upon you. You are blessed. You remain blessed in Jesus' matchless name. Amen and amen. God bless you. Please, may I request that you follow the counselors. Just move to my right, which is your left. There are counselors there. They would honor you and have a word with you very quickly, and you'll be back to your seat. Just appreciate them as they go. Hallelujah. Now, let me encourage you for next service up until the last miracle service. Is going to be times of intense prayer, encounters, and every service is really going to be a miracle service, because we are pushing through to see that which God has ordained for you in this season of marvelous light, that it must come strong. So make sure your heart is opened. Make sure that you participate in every service with your heart opened, and the Lord will bless and honor you. And make sure you do the work of an evangelist. Don't say there are people around, there's no space anywhere again. No, that your assignment is to make sure that as many who are unreached come to Jesus. That could be the lifeline for their finding salvation and transformation. Hallelujah. Again, let me thank all who have come. May the Lord bless you and honor you. And as we wrap up October into November, I declare that is how a new page in your life and destiny will be opened. In Jesus' matchless name we pray. Please rise up on your feet and let's close the service. Thank you for your patience. I declare that your week beginning is blessed. Favor upon favor is what you will experience. Your prayer life is back to life. Your word study life is back to life. In the name of Jesus Christ. Your life will be a capture of tremendous signs and wonders. From Monday to Sunday, your life is an unending page full of testimonies. May the Lord bless you. As you depart, you go in peace and you are led forth in joy. For in Jesus' mighty name I pray. Together, let's share the grace in fellowship. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit, rest and abide with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, God's goodness and mercies follow us all the days of our lives as we dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. God bless you and see you on Sunday.
Yakare, Yakare, Yesu Yakare.